breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very busy Monday, and glad to have you with us. And I'm very honored to have my next guest. He's the president of the Detectives Endowment Association, the Detectives Union for the NYPD, and he's doing a great job there. Paul DiGiacomo is his name, and he rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Paul, another violent, bloody weekend for New York, and it's becoming way too commonplace. I'm just curious your reaction after yet another surge in violence and death and shootings all this weekend.
Well, it's very disturbing to see innocent people, young children throughout the city being shot and being victimized. And, you know, it's the responsibility of the elected officials in this city to take action. And what I mean by taking action is to reform some of these irresponsible laws that were passed by the government and by the city council.
Right.
And if it is not done soon, you know, people throughout the city are going to continually be victims. And they are the ones that are going to suffer. We need the New York City Police Department needs a plan and needs direction. And there is none. And it's the responsibility of our elected officials to keep the people of this city safe.
Paul, the whole area woke up today to the story on the front page of a one-year-old that was shot to death in Brooklyn, part of a family cookout. Just, you know, I can just picture my own family just having a Sunday night cookout at a park in their neighborhood, trying to enjoy the warm weather, and this vehicle pulls up and unloads, and a one-year-old child ends up losing their life. This is not what we are used to hearing and reading about in New York City. Is this a direct result of the loss of the anti-crime unit? Is it a direct result of emptying Rikers? Is it a direct result of reforming the bail law and doing away with cashless bail? Where do we start here?
Well, I think it's all a contributing factor, all of the above. You need the support of the elected officials. You need the support of government, and you need direction by government. And we don't have any right now. You know, their silence is deafening on the violence in this city that's happening. And the elected officials are nowhere to be found. And it's very disturbing. And it's truly their obligation to keep these people safe and give the NYPD direction. You cannot enact the laws that were acted and put into law and expect the NYPD to police the way they did in the past. And, you know, this is one of the most community-orientated police departments across the country. And they've always responded to the communities, and they have a lot of programs in place for the communities. But with community policing, you need the balance of good old-fashioned policing as well. You need a balance of community policing as well as good old-fashioned policing, because people are forgetting that there are violent people out on the streets looking to victimize the good people of this city. And the pain that these parents have to endure when these young children are getting shot is terrible. And every New York City detective feels that pain.
Yeah. Well, and I'm guessing that it's also just crushing on the morale for the NYPD. I mean, it's hard enough to go fight the good fight when you're oftentimes viewed at with suspicion from the community or otherwise, when it's not a lawless kind of frontier. But the last 7 weeks, Paul, have turned into a New York that most people don't recognize.
Well, what's happening, I think, is the elected officials are losing focus, and they're more concerned on outdoing each other. Who could put in a better bill to further tie the hands of the police? Is it going to be the governor? Is it going to be the mayor? Is it going to be the city council? And they're all trying to outdo each other at the expense of the citizens and the police of this city.
When you look at the calls for police reform, and you know, the nation kind of woke up after the George Floyd shooting, but the truth is, New York started reforming its police practices 30 years ago, and in the process have had created, at least up until 7 weeks ago, the safest big city on planet Earth. How do you begin to walk back what's happened over the last 7 weeks?
Well, you know, no one agrees what happened to Mr. Floyd.
Right.
That was despicable and disgusting behavior, and it set back policing 50 years. We were heading in the right direction. Crime was down. And the police in New York City were doing an amazing job. And, you know, now they've been stopped. And, you know, it's only going to get worse. And
but I kind of feel like you guys, I kind of feel like the NYPD is paying for the sins of other police departments in other places. Like,
absolutely.
What I mean is you guys were ahead of the reform curve.
We were ahead of the curve, and we were ahead of the community policing aspect of it as well. And you know, you think that terrible act happened here in New York City, and it didn't. And ultimately, what's happening now is the criminal element is back out on the street. They're out there armed in force, and they're shooting people all over the city of New York. And, you know, I often ask myself a question. If these shootings were to take place in other neighborhoods throughout the city, would our elected officials be as quiet as they are now?
Yeah, riff on that just for a second, because it does seem like the violence is located in places that don't seem to touch the mayor's life very much.
That's correct. That's correct, and it's a shame, because a life is a life.
Well, in the going forward, you know, we've had double-digit shootings and deaths every week, I think, for the last 5 or 6 weeks. What kind of burden does that put on the detective corps for the NYPD?
Well, it's a tremendous burden. You know, they're out there doing a tremendous job investigating these shootings, investigating these homicides, and they are locking up and arresting a lot of these individuals. But again, you need the cooperation of the elected officials. You need the cooperation of the DA's offices. You need the courts to open up again to pursue these cases. And, you know, that's not happening. And until that happens, I think we're going to continue down this path, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But our detectives are out there doing their job, and they're, you know, behind every shooting victim or homicide victim, there's a mother, a father, a sister, a brother who's suffering. And there's a New York City detective investigating that case, trying to bring some closure and justice for that family.
Well, there absolutely is. And that's why I can't even imagine why, you know, when a city like Minneapolis votes by its city council to disband its police force, like I'm thinking, well, where do the victims go to get justice at that point? I mean, yeah, if you have a bad cop, remove, extricate, punish, and do away with the bad cop. But for the sake of the welfare of everyone, it seems like a healthy police department is vital to the safety and welfare of a city.
Absolutely. And I equate it to, you know, just picture New York City. If there were no traffic lights, no stop signs, no one directing traffic, and the cars were just going wherever they wanted to go. Well, that's what's happening now with crime in New York City.
Yeah.
There's no traffic lights, there's no stop signs, and there's no direction. And every criminal in the city, it just feels emboldened, and they're doing what they want.
Yeah.
At the expense of the good citizens in this city.
President DiGiacomo, I so appreciate the work you're doing and your entire corps. Keep it up. The president of the Detectives Endowment Association, make sure that those guys that are working those cases know how much we support and appreciate them, and we appreciate you being with us today.
Well, thank you for your support, and I will send that message back to our detectives. It's
all right.
Really appreciate it.
There's Paul DiGiacomo, the president of the New York Detectives Endowment Association. Kevin McCullough, a lot of radio still ahead. Don't go away.